देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट नंबर 26 श्रद्धां भागवते शास्त्रे अनिन्दाम् अन्यत्र च अपि हि मनः वाक् कर्म दण्डं च सत्यं क्षमा दमा अपि श्रद्धां भागवते शास्त्रे निन्दामन्यत्र चापि मनोवाक्कर्मदण्डं च सत्यं शमदमावपि श्रद्धां भगवते शास्त्रे निन्दामन्यत्र चापि मनोवाक्कर्मदण्डं च सत्यं शमदमावपि श्रद्धां भागवते शास्त्रे निन्दामन्यत्र चापि मनोवाक्कर्मदण्डं च सत्यं शमदमावपि
Thank you.
Matajis. Shraddham, faith, Bhagavate, related to the Supreme Lord, Shastri, in scripture, Anindam, not blaspheming, Anyatra, others, Cha, also, Apihi, indeed, Manaha, of the mind, Vak, speech, Karma and one's activities, Dandam, strict control, Cha, and Satyam, truthfulness, Shama, self-control of the mind, Dama, and of the external senses, Api, also. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. One should have firm faith that he will achieve all success in life by following those scriptures that describe the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. At the same time, one should avoid blaspheming other scriptures. One should rigidly control his mind, speech and bodily activities, always speak the truth and bring the mind and senses under full control. The last part of the purport we are going to read, starting from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has warned us that if one becomes attracted to non-theistic ethical philosophies, such as those of the Buddhists and Jains, which glorify such mundane principles as ahimsa or non-violence, one's mundane faith in godless ethics is spiritually suicidal. To restrict the senses by artificial austerities and to undertake huge social arrangements to facilitate mass sense gratification are both godless attempts to regulate human society in an artificial way that hides the eternal relationship of every living being with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the natural leader of the society. When so-called moral philosophers spoil the opportunity of human life, the opportunity to revive our eternal relationship with Krishna, in the name of ethics, such as foolish persons commit the greatest violence against human society. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karah Vichara Vichara Karile Chitte Pabe Chamatkar. If you are indeed interested in logic and argument, kindly apply them to the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you do so, you will find such mercy strikingly and wonderful. According to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, a Mahabhagavat or pure devotee of the Lord is one who sees that both the material and spiritual worlds are non-different from Lord Krishna, being expansion of His potency, but also sees that Vrajendra Nandana Krishna keeps himself eternally distinct by his unique quality of all attractiveness. Thus, a pure devotee of the Lord is Aniketa, without a fixed residence, meaning that he accepts neither the gross nor subtle body as his eternal residence. Since one's so-called home and family are expansions of one's body, such material creations are also not to be considered one's actual residence. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishame Bhavam Badau Krupaya Tava Pada Pankaja స్థిత ధూళి సుదృం విషించయ. ఓ కృష్ణ, ఓ సన్ ఆఫ్ మహారాజ్ నంద్, ఐఎమ్ యువర్ ఎటర్నల్ సర్వెంట్, యట్ సమ్హౌ ఆర్ అదర్ ఐ హ్యావ్ ఫాలన్ ఇన్ టు ద ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్. ప్లీజ్ పిక్ మీ అప్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ డెత్ అండ్ ప్లేస్ మీ యాజ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద ఆటమ్స్ ఎట్ యువర్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. దస్ ద డివోటీ షుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ హీజ్ ఎటర్నల్ రెసిడెన్స్ ఈస్ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఇన్ ద డస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. A Vaishnava should reject the gross sense gratification of living in the forest in the mode of goodness, in the city in the mode of fashion, or in the gambling house in ignorance. A pure devotee may travel all over the world distributing Krishna consciousness, but he should never consider any material place to be his actual residence. One who has become mature in this understanding may take the Tridanda Sannyas order of life under the direct shelter of the Lord. The impersonalists cannot understand how the devotee of the Lord, although fixed in the duality of seeing himself as eternally different from the Lord, sees all existence as non-different from the Lord. Those who attempt to acquire knowledge by impersonal speculation based on their tiny experience of material cosmic manifestation cannot understand the transcendental reality of achinta bheda veda tattva, the absolute truth's simultaneous oneness with and difference from his creation. The process of assimilating this transcendental knowledge is given in these verses, starting with Tasmad Gurum Prapadyeta. One is recommended to accept a bona fide spiritual master and serve him according to the direction of these verses. The essence of such instruction is that one should abandon the association of Mayavadi impersonalists, ritualistic fruitive workers, and those who are whimsically indifferent to the ultimate purpose of life, and instead one should devote himself to associating with the devotees of the Supreme Lord. A falsely proud neophyte may imagine himself a great devotee of the Lord without taking to the company of the Lord's followers. But without such association, it is not possible to become advanced in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11. So in this chapter entitled Liberation from the Illusory Energy, we see that how 9 Yogendras are traveling all over and enlightening, in this case, Nimi Maharaj. There were 100 sons of Rishabhadeva, and Bharat Maharaj, being the eldest, he was completely devoted to the service of Lord Narayana, and 9 others became the rulers of the 9 Varshas. Previously, this Varsha or this planet was known as Ilavrata Varsha. And because the rule of Bharat Maharaj is so beautiful and so wonderful, from then onwards it is known as Bharat Varsha. And then 81 of his other sons, they became ritualistic brahmanas. They were initiating fruitive sacrifices. And the rest of the 9 became Navayogendras. They became the pure devotees of the Lord, and then they started preaching all over the world the glories of the Supreme Lord. And they are Kavir, Havi, Antariksha, Prabuddha, Pipalayana, Avihotra, Drumila, Chamasa, and Karmahajana. These are the 9 sages. And they are traveling all over, and now they are coming to the kingdom of Nimi Maharaj, Mithila. And Maharaj Nimi, understanding the glories of these great souls, is directly coming to the point. He is asking the wonderful questions. And first one he asked, what is the ultimate good for all the living entities? That is question number one. And then he asked that what are the religious principles and outward symptoms of Mahabhagavat pure devotee. Thirdly he asked, what is the external energy of the Vishnu? And fourthly he is asking, how to come out of this material energy, how to become associated with this material energy, Maya. And in answers to these questions, the fourth question, Prabuddha is answering that today we saw how the translation says that one should have firm faith that by service to Krishna one can achieve all perfection. So once Srila Prabhupada, when he was there in Vrindavan before going to United States, he was there in Radha Damodar temple. He used to observe the deities, how they are being worshipped. And he observed that one old lady widow, she used to come every day with a pot of water from River Yamuna, every day without fail, whether it is any time of the year. So without fail, she used to bring a pot of water for the service of the Lord, Radha Damodar. And pujaris and Srila Prabhupada, they were observing and they were very happy with the service. And once it so happened that one fine day she did not come only. Every day she came and brought the water. And this day she didn't come. And all the pujaris and Srila Prabhupada, they were wondering what happened, what happened. And they heard later on that she left her body. Therefore she couldn't come. And Prabhupada immediately commented, just see, this lady, she has done this wonderful service. Although it may seem very insignificant, but without fail she brought this water for the Lord's service. So therefore she has attained the perfection of her life. Prabhupada, she had gone back to Godhead. So this is the glory of having faith in the service of the Lord. That one who has such faith and continuously serves without any motivation, then the end result is sure that he will achieve the ultimate perfection. And every Monday we hear from Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam classes. And in one such classes, Srila Prabhupada, he was explaining that he was saying that why people consider I as the only organ to understand this material world? Why only eyes? Because there are four others, especially the ear. And he was giving the example of, you know, ripe fruits. Maybe it is mango or papaya. If they are golden in color and we see that, we understand, okay, maybe they are ripe. But not necessary that they are ripe. Why? Because just by looking at the fruits, we cannot make out whether it is ripe or unripe. But if somebody has tasted those fruits and then if he says that they are very sweet fruits, then when we accept it, then we can understand they are the ripe fruits. That means we have to put faith in somebody who has eaten those fruits. And when we have this faith and then take to the fruit, then they will appear very sweet. Therefore this faith is a very essential principle in devotional service. Other day our Sridhama Prabhu on Sunday gave a very elaborate discussion on this subject of faith. So once I was traveling, I came across to a devotee's place, and his name is Nanda Maharaj Prabhu, disciple of Bhakti Raghava Maharaj. And they have a wonderful big farmhouse where they have got hundreds of mango trees. And then as soon as I landed at his place, he offered me fruits, of course mangoes. And they were all green in color. And I was wondering, green mangoes? Because we are used to see orange mangoes here in Maharashtra. And he offered me green mangoes, and I was wondering, and just looking at me, and he understood that he has some problem.
he might think these fruits are not ripe. So immediately commented, no, Prabhuji, you please have them. Because they are very ripe fruits and very, very sweet. But then I said, why they are looking like that? I mean, green mangoes. No, in this area, so we get these green mangoes, but they are for sure, they are very, very sweet. You please taste them. And of course I tasted and they were really very sweet. So therefore, it is not necessary to understand that eye is the only organ which should we believe in. Because there are so many other organs, especially Prabhupada emphasized hearing. When we hear from the authorities, then we get the actual knowledge. And often whenever we travel, I think all of you are also agree to this point that I come across many beggars in trains, and especially blind beggars, used to observe. These blind beggars, they come, they board the train nicely and then they have their sticks and they go around and they beg from anybody and everybody, and somebody, they give them some whatever they want to give. And I am seeing them continuously, every time I see them, whenever I travel. That means they have faith. I mean, with eyes, everything, you know, everything intact, people are trying to board the train, and many a times we hear that here in Mumbai, how they are losing their lives, you know, falling down. And we also become alert whenever we see these kind of happenings. But here there are totally blind people, and they are comfortably, I mean, very, without any problem, they are traveling every day. And not only traveling, they are begging, and they are for sure, they know that nobody is stealing my money. Because that possibility is also there. A beggar may go with whatever, you know, money in his hands, but somebody may pick it up. Who knows? Because they have faith, okay, let me go around and have a look around these people. And even more strange that I have seen some beggars, they are not begging this time. They are having so many articles, they are actually selling these articles. Have you seen some of them? That beggars are coming with so many articles and they are selling all these articles. And they are making money, and now they are not into begging business, because who begs, and many a times people don't give only. So why not have a business itself? They have got so many items. And they are traveling in a train without any eyes, and they are convincing people to buy them, and then they are making their livings like that. See, such faith people have. That without eyes, without any such facilities, they are able to go on in their lives. They are not thinking of committing suicide. But people here in Mumbai, although accomplished in so many ways, so many times they commit suicide. Because they do not have any faith in their own abilities. But whereas these simple people, they are going on with their lives without any problem. So such is the glory of faith. Whether it is mundane or spiritual. And of course, always we hear that hum honge kamyab ek din. Man mein hai vishwas, pura hai vishwas. Hum honge kamyab din, ek din. So of course, that is a patriotic song people sing on Republic Day. But the important point is faith. Having faith. Here in this today's translation, it said that how one should have faith in Bhagavate Shastri, the scripture that glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His wonderful qualities. So, in the purport, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he is emphasizing that how pure devotees, they are aniketa. That means they do not have any residence, fixed residence. They are traveling all over. Because they have realized that their gross body, maybe here today, tomorrow it may be some other place. That means they are not thinking that I am in this locality, I am in the other locality tomorrow. They are not concerned with their geographical position. that where my body is, how it is, what is happening to my body. Or at the same time, they are not also concerned with their subtle nature of this material existence, what my mind is doing, how it is going all around. So, whether it is gross or subtle, pure devotees are not at all interested in such thoughts. Whereas, of course, in purport it is mentioned how they are always thinking at the lotus feet of the Lord and how to serve them. Srila Prabhupada, once he was on morning walk with some of his disciples, and they didn't know where, how this way is leading, and ultimately they landed at a place which was very filthy and very filthy. And Prabhupada was looking at around, and all the devotees, they found that they are landed in such a place, and then they begged forgiveness from Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, we are sorry, we didn't know how, some or other we are landed, we are extremely sorry for bringing you here. Prabhupada said, no, what is the problem? I am seeing Vrindavan, this is not different than Vrindavan, Vaikuntha. So that means what? Whenever a pure devotee, he travels, he doesn't these externalities of this material world, because he is fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. So therefore, his remembrance is only of Krishna and Krishna-related things. So, therefore, here it is said, Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mamishame bhavambudo kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrusham vichintaya. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a commentary on Shikshastakam, which is called as Sanmodana Bhashya. And on this particular fourth verse, he is explaining, fifth one, Ainanda Chanuja, that he is asking question, that is it proper to a devotee to... because he has taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord and the holy names, so is it necessary for him to discuss the problems or miseries of this material world he is undergoing? Because he should be just going on with his service and his chanting. But then he clarifies that to dissipate this doubt, Sriman Mahaprabhu has written this verse. And he says that when a living entity comes to this material world, he is faced with six anarthas and hopes and anxieties and three modes of material nature, what not. Everywhere he is, thrashed. So he is undergoing so many difficulties and troubles. So, and while it is going on like this, the life is going on, so he sees that some of the people, they are taking shelter of karma, jnana, ashtanga and austerities and trying to cross this material ocean of birth and death. And then the devotee sees that, he sees that they are trying to take shelter of these principles, but they are drowning themselves along with these methods also. So having seen such problems all over, because none of them they are successful in attaining their life's goal, so therefore the Lord Chaitanya, taking the role of a devotee, he says that having understood that all these karma, jnana and other things are not useful, so therefore at last I have come to you, my dear Lord Krishna, to take shelter of your lotus feet. So please accept me, and I'll be as one of the autumns at your lotus feet. Not even the autumn of the at your lotus feet, one of the such autumns I will be there at your lotus feet, please accept me. This is how he is praying at the feet of the Lord. And therefore devotees, they pray at the feet of the Lord, Charana Smaranam Premna Tavadeva Sudurlabam Yatha Katanchit Narahare Mamabhuyadahar Nishram. Saying that charana svaranam premna tava deva sudurlabam, to think of your lotus feet with love is very, very difficult, very difficult. But I desire that I want to somehow or other achieve this goal of my life. And you please help me, he is asking the Lord. So, tavadeva sudarlabha yata katanchit narahare mama bhuyadahar nisham. And not only once in a while, continuously I want to meditate on your lotus feet. So therefore, a pure devotee always immersed in the thoughts of the service of the lotus feet. And thus the pure devotee travels all over the world. For two reasons it is said. One is that he wants to experience the variegatedness of the creation of the Lord. And then while wandering, experiencing the variegatedness, he becomes dependent on the Lord. Because every point of time, he may not be knowing what will happen the next. So therefore he has to depend on the Lord for his maintenance. So therefore, while traveling like this and praying, preaching the glories of the Lord, so he is always very much interested in the association of pure devotees again. So once Srila Prabhupada was asked this question, Prabhupada asked this question to his disciples. He asked that, why do you think that people are coming to our temple? Many disciples, and many of them they answered, I think Srila Prabhupada, we have nice beautiful deities, therefore people are attracted, they are coming. Prabhupada said no. Somebody said, Prabhupada, we have nice books and people are reading them and getting attracted coming to the temple. Prabhupada said no. And different devotees gave different answers. Prabhupada simply rejected, no, none of these. Then why they are coming to the temple? Then Prabhupada said, because we have wonderful nice devotees. When they come to the temple, when they see the devotees and their association and their good qualities, they become attracted to. Therefore, that is the reason why people come to the temple. So therefore, association of such nice devotees is very essential in one's spiritual life. Therefore, time and again it is emphasized in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tulayam lave napi na surgam na punarbhavam Bhagavat Sanghi Sangasya Martyanam Kimutashisha. Sages of Naimisharanya are praying, saying this verse, Tulayama Lavenapi na Swargam na Punarbhavam. That the association of the devotees, pure devotees of the Lord, is such a thing that it cannot be compared with liberation or going to the heavenly planets. And what to speak of material attainments in this material world. So this is tulayama na velape. That means it is uncomparable with any other these things. And exactly the same verse has been repeated in again fourth canto. Whereas Prachetara is praying to the Lord Vishnu and they are quoting the same exact verse. Tulayama lavenapi na sorgam na punarbhavam. Bhagavat Sanghi Sangasya Martyanam Kimutashisham. And in Bhagavad Gita also we see Manmana Bhav Madbhakto. Because it is very important, therefore it has been repeated twice. And here in Bhagavatam we see that how association of the pure devotees is very, very essential. Therefore, if it is very essential, then it is repeated again and again. So, therefore, Gauranga Prabhu says that prasadam purifies the senses, holy name purifies the mind, Krishna Katha purifies the intelligence, and association of the devotees purify one's false ego. So therefore, no, we find it many a times not very pleasing because there is a purification of not any other mind and body, but it is a false ego. Therefore, we may find it many times difficult, but there is no other way. Because unless one is pure, where is the question of, attaining the mercy of the Lord? Therefore, one should continuously seek the association of the Lord, Lord's devotees, and then perfect one's life. So therefore, Krishna had many enemies, naming Kamsa, Jarasandha, Shishupala, Dantavakra. He killed all of them. And even in Vrindavan, so many demons attacked. Although Krishna was a small baby boy, he smashed them and he killed them without any problem. But the devotees of the Lord, like six Goswamis, they have no enemies. Dhira, dhira, jana, priya, prakrav. The devotees of the Lord, like pure devotees, like six Goswami, they said that they had no enemies in their lives. That means that Krishna has given the prerogative to his devotees that they had no enemies. So therefore, such an association is very essential in one's life, that one should make it a point in one's life to take the association very seriously. Therefore, again, if this association of devotees is so very essential, then we have been associating with over a period of time. So many years we are in the association. But then often we hear that not much progress is happening in one's life. What is the reason? In one of the lectures, Prabhupada clarifies this point. He says that it is not the problem with association of devotees, it is the problem with oneself. How is that? He said that the wet grass and that the dry grass. The dry grass catches fire very easily because it is dry. Whereas the wet grass is there. So it has a difficulty because it is wet with anarthas. So therefore, when one becomes free from anarthas, when one becomes dry, then only he can catch the fire of pure devotional service. So therefore, in the association of devotees, it's very essential to be associating with devotees, but then what we do after associating with devotees. That once Shruti Dharma Prabhu was here, he was giving this example of a preacher. A preacher had three dolls kept. And they were exactly the same looking. I mean, nobody could understand what is the difference. What are the three dolls? Then he said that actually there is a difference in all of the three dolls, but none of you can make out. He said, how? And he took the preacher took the doll, first doll, and he pierced some kind of a pin through one ear. What happened? It didn't go only inside because it was blocked. And he tried from the another ear. There also it was blocked. Then he said, see, this is a doll, but nothing goes inside, neither in this or that. So he kept it aside. Then he took the other doll and he said that here, let us take this doll. And then he pierced from one end, it was blocked, and he tries another one, actually it entered through. It entered. But then it was not passing through, so he kept it aside. Then actually he took the third one and he actually pierced. It went through the other ear and came out. Actually, these are three dolls. But then he had a fourth doll also. What is this fourth doll? He took it, but it actually didn't come out of the another ear, but it is said that it went directly into that heart of the doll. So then he was explaining that we hear, many a times we don't hear, but if you hear, it is only from one side, in the sense that it's not going to the heart. And in the third doll, it is actually going through the other way. That means nothing is staying in one's mind, it's just passing through. Then the fourth doll is very important. that whatever that doll is hearing, whatever that person is hearing, it's not just hearing it, but is actually applying in one's life. That means it is going to the heart of the doll. So therefore, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, we do this act of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day. But at the same time, unless we put forward this the principle, I mean, we accept the principle of applying the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam in one's life, then it will take really long period of time. Anyway, bhakti is not a quick process, it will take its own time. But if we do not accept these principles and apply in our lives, then it is going to be a really long journey. So therefore, the hearing is essential, association is essential, we understand these things, but then when we come in the association and then when we hear, certainly we hear, then what are we doing? Are we applying them, the principles of what we hear? And anybody who has done it, he has achieved the success of life. So therefore, applying these principles are very essential. There was a dog and it was running after the cat. You know, here in the temple sometimes the cat moves around. We have one cat here. So the dog was chasing the cat and cat was running and he couldn't catch the cat. And the friends of the dog, they were, laughing at this dog. Array, you couldn't catch a small cat. What is the use of your life? Then he said, actually, I tried my best, but somehow or other I couldn't get it. Why? Because the cat was running for his life and I was running for my food. There is a difference between running after food and running after life. So because the cat was running after, for his life, therefore he was successful. Therefore, Maya is like dog and we are her food. So she is after us. And liberation from illusory energy, the title. Okay. So then, that cat, he somehow or other saved himself because he was running faster than the dog. Certainly, why will he not? Because he was running for the life. Similarly, when a devotee understands the intricacies of the material nature, then he should take shelter of the Lord like a cat, He should be running after Krishna's lotus feet by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Ram, Ram. So therefore, when we actually apply these principles of whatever we hear, then there is progress. Therefore, Śrīla Rūpa Goswāmī says in Upadeśāmṛta, Syāt Krishna nāma charitā disitāpya vidyā pitto pataptarasanasya narochikānu kintvādarādanu dināt khalu saiva juṣṭā svādvitkramāt bhavati tadgata mūlahantri. He says that Syāt Krishna nāma charitā disitāpya vidyā. So Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes, anything that is related to Krishna is very sweet. Sitapi, that is like a sugar candy. But avidya, because of avidya, because when a person accepts oneself as body and things related to the body are mine, me and mine, when this principle comes, sitapi, the pittopa tapte rasanasya narochikanu. That is like a jaundice. One who is afflicted with jaundice, he cannot taste the sugarcane juice. And actually one of our devotees had jaundice here. Achyut Govind Prabhu, some of you know. Achyut Govind Prabhu. Actually, once upon a time he had jaundice, now he is cured. And he didn't come so many months at a time. Then I understood, I heard that he was afflicted with jaundice. Then I actually went and asked this question. Prabhu, we have heard this example, is it, I mean, how did you experience it? He said, exactly. And what was the medicine he was given? The doctor said, you should eat, consume as many sweets as possible. Sweet items like especially sugar candy and other things. That was actually the medicine for the jaundice. Actually, he said it. He couldn't taste that sweetness of the... Of course, we understand that the problem is not with the sugar candy, but with the tongue, which is afflicted by jaundice. But then, what as it is said, that only medicine is sweet. One has to consume sweets. But then again it is sour, it appears very bitter. So then he should just go on. So therefore, hearing Krishna Katha and chanting the holy names is a very essential principles of devotional service. But many a times we end up, you know, just going with our routine but never able to relish these simple and very essential truths. And then one should understand that actually there is a lot of anarthas in the heart. So then, what other way is there? Just go on doing what we are doing. Kintu adarad anudinad. He says that adarad, that with great reverence. So many a times, you know, people when they come to bhakti and then they practice for some time and then if they don't get any result, then they start condemning the process of devotional service itself. Hey, kaam ka nahi, jyada kaam. Hum itne saal ke kuch mila to nahi, fir kaise? Adarat. So one should have great reverence for the process of devotional service. And anudinat. Anudinat is every single day. Matlab, regularly. And when one takes up the devotional service regularly without intermittence, then there is a result. Adarat anudinat khalu saiva jushta. Swadit kramat bhavati tadgata moolahantri. So this apparently simple process will give us the ultimate result of removing the anarthas from the core, from the root itself. Just like in Ayurveda branch of medicine, when they diagnose the disease and then they directly go to the root and then they advise kind of diet, medicine and all those things. And they say that we want to take the disease from the root. We want to take it out from your system. So therefore, in such cases, the process may be a little longer. Whereas other medicines may offer quick results, symptomatic relief, but still nothing has happened as such, because the disease is still there. So therefore, just like this branch of medicine, which will take longer period of time to cure any diseases, but it does a thorough job of cleansing disease from the root. Similarly, process of devotional service is also, it may take its own time, but it is worth it. Sabar kafal mitha. So therefore we hear this. Similarly, therefore we should have patience. Utsahat nishyad dhairya. And all this is possible in the association of devotees only. When we have association of devotees, then the time, we don't understand how many years have passed in my life, because we have association. So therefore, in this verse, our Prabuddha is explaining how it is very essential to hear the glories of Krishna Katha, directly glorifying the Supreme Lord and His activities, His pastimes, His name form. And then also he explained that one should not blaspheme other scriptures, subsidiary scriptures. And then one should control mind and senses and like that. So when one does this once throughout life, so then the success is guaranteed. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said that chant 16 rounds, follow four regulative principles, and don't leave ISKCON, serve Guru, Vaishnavas and Krishna, and in this lifetime you will achieve success. These are words of the Srila Prabhupada. And we may be doing it and still we may feel hopeless. Then we should have faith in the words of Srila Prabhupada. Because he has said it, the Krishna has to fulfill it. So therefore faith is a very essential ingredient. So therefore when we live up to the expectations of the acharyas and our gurus, then Krishna will certainly bestow his causeless mercy upon us. And that is our only hope and perfection of our lives. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande.